This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Attorney General Bob Ferguson's attack on the most widely used insecticide has drawn the ire of the ag industry. Ferguson accuses President Trump's EPA of ignoring science when a vast majority of the studies have found no adverse effects on humans from the use of chlorpyrifos. Washington Friends of Farms and Forests' Heather Hansen says farmers are the gatekeepers.
Almost all the farms in Washington state are family-owned and managed, and they themselves and their children and their grandchildren are eating what they're growing. And so I don't know anybody that would feed something that they didn't think was safe to their own children and grandchildren. And I guarantee you, everybody in this state is eating what they grow.
Hansen says Washington farmers have everything at stake.
Our farmers care very much about what they're producing, how they're producing it, and who the end consumer is. I love talking to farmers because one of the things that comes up so often is they're proud of what they do and they're proud of the quality of the fruits and vegetables that we grow in this state. And they talk about how happy they are to be able to feed people. They really do care about the quality of the food.
The USDA has stressed the importance and success of chlorpyrifos since it was introduced in 1965.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.